John Reinders, president, Morningside College. Well, I think the impact really started last February. We were, I think for all of us, I think caught off guard. We quickly mobilized the campus. The first thing we had to do was bring our students that were abroad home. We had 14 students in Italy in our semester in Italy program, and we had other students scattered literally across the world. So the first order of business for us was to safely bring those students home as quickly as we could. And it was soon after that that we realized that in the best interest of our students and their safety, that we moved to remote or distance learning for the second half of the semester. And so we did that as well. So it really, it's kind of like Groundhog Day. Since March, it's been the same thing. The campus has been pretty empty. And students, the second half of the semester, finished their year last year remotely. And we didn't get to have graduation. We didn't get to have spring sports. So it was quite a bit different.
And now you're looking towards the fall. You're actually going to start a week early. Is that correct?
We are. We're going to open about a week early. And the reason we're doing that is really twofold. One, I think it's important for us to minimize the number of times that our students have breaks and go home and then return to campus. I think we're all a little fearful, and this is really happening across the country. Colleges and universities are doing everything they can to keep their students on campus, and so we can contain the number of people that they come in contact with. The other thing is, I think at Thanksgiving, when we send them home for a longer period of time, we thought it would be far better if we, once we sent them home, just have them stay there.
Now, I know Morningside College over the years, your enrollment keeps increasing every year. What was the enrollment like last fall, and what are your projections for this fall?
Even though we're going to be just about what we were last year. We were around 1,200 undergraduate students last year and about 1,500 graduate students, and we expect to be just about the same for this coming fall. Now, there's a whole lot of time between today and when they arrive in August, but as we sit here today, it looks as though we're going to be right on track for that.
And your first day is August 19th, I believe.
August 19th.
According to the calendar
day
I looked at.
One of the things I wanted to mention, I think as much negative and hurt that's been part of this pandemic, one of the things that's happened is I think it's reaffirmed for both parents, for students, and certainly faculty and staff at the college, just how important face-to-face education is. And how the intimacy of an environment like ours is so important to students' growth. I can't tell you the number of times I've heard from parents and from students and our faculty how much they miss the interaction that happens at a place like Morningside. And sometimes we grow over time to take that for granted, but I think this has reaffirmed that small colleges like us have a very important place in the higher education marketplace.
When it comes to the economy as well, I know some of the big universities in the state of Iowa, they're dealing with millions of dollars they have to cut from the budget. I think the University of Iowa, they're looking at up to $25 million that they're short. How are you guys doing financially as far as COVID-19? Did it make an impact on you?
Well, certainly there's additional expenses that came with that. We had to offer students refunds second semester last year for the unused room and board portion of their time when we sent them home. We had a number of other expenses this summer already in plexiglass and in hand cleaner, any number of things, face masks, just all kinds of stuff that we are getting ready to make sure that the college is in place safely for this coming fall. What role testing is going to play in this, we don't know yet, but I'm sure testing will be a part of the strategy that we employ once the students are back and we have our full faculty and staff back on campus. So the expenses just keep coming, but the priority for all of us is to make sure two things, that we have a safe environment here and that the students get the maximum educational experience we can possibly offer.
And the pandemic's actually impacted you. You had planned on retiring, but that changed your plans.
It did. I was going to retire. This would have been my last year, but It really, to run a presidential search right now would have been very, very difficult. And I think the continuity and leadership and the team that I have is important at this time. So my wife and I agreed with the executive committee of the board of directors that in all of our best interest, it was good to stay one more year.
I know many people are very fond of what you've done for the college. I graduated way back in 1992. And at the time, the college, we didn't know it at the time, but it was undergoing such financial turmoil behind the scenes. And the enrollment was way down. And I look at, you know, the numbers of students now and what I've been hearing as far as what Morningside's doing in the community. I think a lot of people credit you for what's been going on there.
Well, that's very kind, but it isn't me. I have this marvelous team here. I've been blessed to have great folks that work here. And I think together with the faculty, the staff, and the best board of directors anybody, any president could ever hope for, I think collectively we've worked together. This was just a little bit of a tarnished gem for a while, and it just took all of us to buff it up a little bit. And Morningside's just thriving right now, and I think it's going to continue to thrive in the decades ahead too.
I know you credit your team for some of the success, but do you think it's maybe how you recruit students? I know you guys do recruit a lot of student athletes. I don't know if that kind of plays into the picture of the success of Morningside, plus the successful teams as well. I sound like I'm a big promo for your college, but I'm actually stating facts.
I appreciate that.
I'm stating facts.
One of the things that I think, we hired a new marketing director a couple of years ago by the name of Erin Edlund, and she has brought to this campus this notion of experience matters. And I don't know if all of the students that come here now are going to be involved in something experientially from the very moment they step foot on campus. There's actually a requirement now. So we have kids out in the community job shadowing, doing internships and externships right away. There's one required in their first 2 years and another one required in their last 2 years. And I think it's that combination of real-world experiences coupled with just an extraordinary classroom experience that has set Morningside apart. And those two things combined, and Aaron's done a marvelous job of getting this message out there on a number of different platforms. That's why I think our applications have soared. That's why the alumni, and they're connected to this in any number of ways. They're connected back and giving students this experience or opportunity, talking to students, mentoring students that are here now, but that's really changed the culture of the place. So I credit that. That's, I think, the biggest change that I've seen, and I think that's going to be important for years ahead.